Good morning and welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. It is a service of Joyce House Adult Day Center. And with us, Tina McIntosh, Candace Preston also in the room. Candace, hey.
Hey.
Because we missed her last week. We're not quite sure what she did. Do you want to talk about that?
What did I do last week? I was at the doctor quite a bit last week. It was nothing fun.
Well, not on Saturday you weren't. You just decided.
What'd I do?
You decided you were just sleeping in.
That's, whatever. We're okay with that. We're fine. We're fine with that, Candace. We're glad you're back in your seat. And also in studio with us is a familiar face now, Jeff Gronemeyer. He's the Director of Sales and Marketing, Senior Living with American Senior Communities. How are you, Jeff?
I'm great. How are you?
We are great. And grateful to you guys, too, for your continued support here on Caregiver Crossing, American Senior Communities, ASCSeniorCare.com. And, well, what would you like to talk about today? We always are bringing you in to talk about what we want to talk about. What do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, we wanted to share the fact that we support the caregivers in our communities that are providing, you know, that important care for their families, their loved ones, sometimes neighbors or friends at their church. And I think a lot of people just think if you don't live in our communities, there really isn't anything for you.
Okay, so here, this is something that we've had a relationship at Joy's House with ASC since we started almost 18 years ago. And there have been times when I have been speaking in front of an audience and there has been someone from American Senior Communities in the audience. And I have caught myself saying that, you know, Joy's House as an adult day center, our job is to keep people at home with their loved one as long as possible. And then I have this little moment of like, sorry to our friends at ASC, because you know, your job is you care for someone, mm-hmm. right, when they move into long-term care mm-hmm. or when they live in independent living on a campus for ASC or something like that. But what I have heard people say at ASC over the years, and I truly believe this, is you all also want people to stay in their homes as long as possible.
We are absolutely advocates for our seniors being as independent as possible. And if that means in their own homes, absolutely fantastic. And we look for ways to help support that. Oftentimes when families come to us, they're maybe unsure if they even need a community lifestyle. And we can sit down and talk to them and say, with a couple of little support pieces, we can make this work. It's really not something you change to until you're ready on multiple levels, not just I'm old, which is kind of what people think. Well, I'm at a certain age, so this must be what I go do. Not true. Everybody's different.
Have you guys ever really had anybody come in thinking they're ready and you've said you're just not ready for long-term care yet?
Oh, that's a good question.
Absolutely.
I believe you.
Happens a lot where especially somebody will come in and say, I think I need assisted living for my mom, or I need assisted living for myself. And after talking to them and getting to know how they live and what their day-to-day experience is, we oftentimes tell them, you're fine for a garden home. We don't need to have you in this care setting. You can live out here independently. And there again, too, that's part of that desire to always advocate for the most amount of independence and self-sufficiency possible within the setting that we provide in those communities.
So what are the things that you do then to support people to continue living independently?
Sure. Well, I think one of the first things we do is we obviously make sure that they're aware that we're a free resource. You know, one of the things that people struggle with in getting help or finding out things, and maybe this is a little bit pre-Google, is you don't have, there's nowhere to go simply without making appointments and fitting it into your schedule. We're there all the time. You can drop in and you can just come in and say, you know, my mom or my dad or my husband or my wife just got into the situation and we're a little bit concerned. What do we do? And we'll sit down, we'll talk, and we'll put resources out. And that can be things like Joy's House, where here's a great place to go. Let's put you in touch with folks and make that happen. We can have you sit down with nurses if you're concerned about the possibility of what a treatment might mean or what kind of outcomes could happen or what might be a great way to enhance therapy. We can obviously give you insight on the types of food that would be more beneficial for a family. We get a lot of adult influencers that come in and will ask us that. They'll say, you know, my parents are just not eating correctly. Do you have anything you can help? We can hand out menus, recipe ideas. And then, of course, all the support groups that we host on site for the local communities that we serve, allowing people to come in and share that common experience and feel some support and that common goal of what they're all facing, which is very important to staying energized and making sure that you're doing the best things you can.
You talked about nutrition. It's such an important part, and I think we've all dealt with that with somebody in our lives when they just wouldn't eat. Or I think it would be interesting. Do you have a chef or somebody that maybe we could have come and visit us and talk about meal planning and what happens to seniors as they get older when they lose that sense? We've talked about that before, Tina, where they lose their sense of taste or smell, and that definitely calls for new recipes and things that can change that.
Well, and better yet, if you need us to taste test some things.
Good girl.
I think we would do that.
Good
Candace,
girl.
You could arrange that, right? Where
certainly
we could
can.
Taste test numerous
you know, we
meals.
We should do that.
Right there, front row.
Maybe we should have a food fest.
We can absolutely do a taste of
right.
ASC.
We a
can
taste have a of ASC.
A couple of our chefs do a little cook-off
love
for
it.
You.
I love it. I love it. We have to plan
a
this.
A cook-off? Yeah.
Do you
absolutely.
Want to really talk about this?
We can do it.
I because think we should.
We have some witnesses.
We can do it.
We're going to be calling you again.
We love to have the chefs on shows because, again, that's one of the things, too, where people just feel
love
like
it.
it's a little Jell-O square. And then when yeah. Guys like Niazi and Warren and others start cooking and showing how they're making quiche and ribs and all these other great dishes,
wow.
Families just, you know, they're amazed. It's a
I
real
it.
Wow
I
moment.
Love it, too. We should do it at Second Helpings because they have the big kitchens.
There you go.
And we should invite all kinds of different senior communities to compete and have the very, very best. A taste. We should do it. Open
we'll,
it up.
We'll make a Caregiver Crossing trophy. You guys can hand it out to the best
yeah.
the best community.
That'd be so
and then
fun.
Once a year we can have that.
Candace
and they
can't
can all want
fast
it.
Enough.
I really
can't.
I need you guys to slow down.
I think it would be so great.
We will be getting our salt on.
We will get our salt on for crying
Jeff,
out loud.
I see what you did there. We were talking about the Himalayan salt lamp before we came on air.
Which I love. Tina gave me one. I love it.
And Jeff, I don't know if Bed Bath & Beyond is open yet this early, but he's going to be waiting outside their doors to get his quote unquote salt on.
That's right.
As soon as he leaves this morning.
It's going to be a new welcome gift for our residents at ASC. Come move in and we will give you your Himalayan salt lamp. It's another part of your care and happiness.
Your eyes will water and your taste buds will drool.
And your skin gets salty. I can't get enough of it. I love the Himalayan salt lamp.
So I know we only have like a minute and a half and you're hearing the voice of Jeff Gronemeyer, who's the Director of Sales and Marketing Senior Living with American Senior Communities, who we just appreciate and love, and we're grateful for all the support you all give. But in a minute or less, why do you do what you do? You are a young, hip guy, and you're passionate about caring for this population. And it's not for everybody, but why do you do it?
That's a great question. You know, it really comes down to the fact that every single day I have an opportunity to help someone or a family who needs to have some kind of resource. And there's not a lot of jobs where you really know that you make a difference, even in the smallest things that you do. To see a family, to see one of our residents and get to know them and hear them talk about the impact that we've had in changing their life from what it was to what it is now, and having them become who they were again instead of somebody just waiting for time to pass. I don't know that there's anything that you can do that fulfilling outside of being a doctor and some of those kinds of things. So it really does have that amazing impact on your soul when you do this work and when you get to work with the people that we do, like you guys and all the other folks that are out there focused on doing these things.
Well, I'm so glad you do it. Jeff Gronemeyer, Director of Sales and Marketing with American Senior Communities, thanks for being here. I do hope and believe we will see you again
soon.
Yeah. And I expect you to have that salt lamp like on your hip.
I will be wearing it.
Catherine Lee Scott, author and actress, joins us after the news. Coming up next on 93 WIBC.